are still on the road right now in Morgantown, West Virginia. You got a big call coming up tonight, kind of winner take all, to move out of that that bracket. Tell the people where they can access you and what you've got on the docket today.
Yeah, we got ESPN2 at 6 o'clock tonight. Winner take all, the Morgantown Regional, West Virginia and Kentucky for the right to probably, in Kentucky's case, host against Cal Poly, who defeated the UCLA Bruins and knocked out the number one national seed for the second time in as many years. The number one overall seed has failed to qualify out of their regional. And then West Virginia, by virtue of being a number 16 overall seed, will a win tonight, they will automatically host the Super Regional next weekend. So one of seven game sevens that will get underway at noon Eastern beginning this afternoon.
When I look at the odds board now, the adjusted odds board with UCLA being knocked out, and Georgia Tech is at the same price point they were pretty much before the tournament began at 4-1. North Carolina has moved up to the second betting choice now, plus 450. Texas at plus 550. Georgia 6-1. Mississippi State 7-1. Auburn plus 750. That's it for single digits. So, Jensen, in the odds board shakeup, now that UCLA is done, what are you seeing here that you think might be playable if people have not dipped their toe in yet?
I think I would, the only thing I would look at is right now you have two super regional matchups set. That's number six, Texas, hosting number 11, Oregon. Texas moving on through the Austin regional. Now they set up an Austin super regional. Oregon holding serve in Eugene, where they hosted and were able to beat their arch rival, Oregon State. Number 14, Mississippi State, finishing out the Starkville regional yesterday. And number three, Georgia, the Bulldogs, just hammering their way through the Athens regional. So Mississippi State will travel to Georgia, kind of a reliving of a weekend SEC series, but with the highest of stakes here, a chance to punch your ticket to Omaha. I would throw into you, we've got a little Cinderella at work here, and they were this way last year. Little Rock in Arkansas becomes just the fourth number four seed to sweep through the regional, and they have been giant killers, man, or at least they have given those top seeds everything they can handle. So an incredible job by Little Rock moving through. Mentioned the seven game sevens tonight. Right now, Florida State in the Tallahassee regional will take on the Johnnies. No, it's not Rick Pitino's St. John's, but it is still St. John's on the baseball side, and they have really been amazing to see what they have been able to accomplish there in what has been a rain-soaked and heavily delayed Tallahassee regional. So that has been remarkable for them to get it where they are. Georgia Tech, the number two national seed, highest remaining overall. They will go at 3 o'clock on ESPNU against Oklahoma. Now, Oklahoma, of course, out of the SEC now, one of the better pitching teams, at least on the mound. You wonder at this point what they have left up against the nation's best offense in the rambling wreck of Georgia Tech. We'll find out what it all means here later on this afternoon. Auburn, which was given a home regional there as the number four overall seed, they got trounced by the Horizon League tournament champion Milwaukee, and now they will have to take down those same Milwaukee boys at 6 o'clock on ESPNU for the right to move on. Should Auburn win, Dave, they will indeed, as a top eight national seed at number four overall, they will host their On the Plains upcoming this weekend. The matchup that is really intriguing to me, outside of the one that we have, of course, in Morgantown, Florida got beat by Troy last night. Now, Troy has been an outstanding program, a mid-major there, that has really provided a lot of resistance, especially down south. They took out one of the great pitchers in Liam Peterson yesterday, and it was a high-scoring affair. Anxious to see how many resources that Troy has on the mound to try and counteract what has been a pretty hot Florida Gator offense. That is going to be a good one. And then the final one tonight is at 9 p.m. on ESPN2. It's a pretty good one. USC and Texas A&M, that from College Station, is the Aggies try and get through. But Dave, right now it has been pretty SEC heavy. Ole Miss getting through, Alabama, Texas, Mississippi State, and Georgia already through to the Super Regional round.
My ECU Pirates ticket goes up in flames. They went 2-2. Nice win against Tennessee. They eliminated my alma mater, VCU, but they couldn't beat the Tar Heels, losing twice to North Carolina. Boy, if you could have got one of those home, they would have been alive and kicking, but fun while it lasted. Let's talk some Major League Baseball here, Jensen. And again, when you look at some of the matchups here, Detroit going up against Tampa feels lopsided in nature. The free fall since the Tarek Skubal news for Detroit has been legendary in the wrong way for the Motor City Kitties. I don't know how they get on the good foot here in Tampa, but that's the task at hand.
A great, great illumination there, too, because now 11 and a half games out of first place. This is almost a role reversal. Remember, last year they were up as many as 15 and a half games on the Cleveland Guardians, who currently lead the division right now. We all know about the historic meltdown from the Motor City Kitties last year, losing the division to Cleveland on the final day of the regular season. They would eventually beat them in the wild card round last year, so a measure of revenge for sure when it mattered most. Detroit, Dave, it is wild to say out loud, has the worst record in the American League for a team that had so much hype and a lot of people that looked at them and said, this is the team that could finally be in the conversation with some of the best in the American League. 16 games under 500. They have been dismal here as of late, losers of four in a row. They've lost 8 out of 10. I don't see it changing against one of the dominant home forces in all of Major League Baseball this year. First game on the docket, an abbreviated slate. I am going to take the Rays minus $1.57 on the money line. Griffin Jacks will get the start here for Tampa Bay at Tropicana Field. Tampa Bay is a home favorite this year, Dave. 14-2. Best mark in Major League Baseball by a long shot. Detroit on the road as an underdog is underwater at 5-9. Don't overthink it here. It's Tampa Bay all the time. So we'll lay the price there on the money line as Tampa. And if you want to take a shot on the run line too, I wouldn't mind that for you to win by two or more. Speaking of another hot team, the Brewers, what they've been able to do now at 35-21, they've won 7 of 10. They will welcome in the San Francisco Giants and another great team in their home ballpark at American Family Field. Let's have Milwaukee at minus $1.48 on the mound here. 12-7 is a home favorite. San Francisco has been awful as a road dog, 5-11 to that mark. So again, we'll take the Brewers on the money line as well. One other spot here in a division rivalry, and the Dodgers, after doing a really good job at home, will be on the road here in the desert against Arizona. They are winners of 8 of their last 10. Arizona has lost 3 in a row. And I actually do like the Dodgers here as road favorites, minus $1.48. Emmett Sheehan going to get the ball against Eduardo Rodriguez. Dodgers, Dave, 18-10 is a road favorite this year. I think the offense continues to bolster a pitching staff that's starting to turn the corner here a little bit as a whole. And so why not be able to ride a little bit of momentum here? I like Dodger Blue to get it done in game one of this series.
Again, before the year began right here in this program, I did not like the Tigers prospects this year, but I like the Royals prospects. So getting one right, still got one massively wrong as those two teams are battling it out for the worst right now in that division. Jensen, because of what you said a year ago, and that it was the Tigers that had the role reversal with Cleveland running them down, does that give you a glimmer of hope if you're one of those two teams with expectations like Kansas City and Detroit had and not even close to meeting the mark, that there is a possible turnaround that does not seem likely as we talk here in the 1st of June?
There's a measure of me that actually really is hysterically laughing at how Detroit has been this year. And I guess objectively, I did write it in our MLB betting guide that I had severe questions and concerns about this offense and the way they tailed off last year. Additionally, Dave, no real outside offensive influx as far as bringing in a bat or two to really help bolster this lineup. I did right there. I felt that Tarek Skubal, with the workload the last handful of years, would suffer an arm injury middle of the season. I could not have forecast that it would be this early in the year. But make no mistake about it, I mean, this is as big an uphill to climb, and I don't know if I would buy some stock in the Tigers. The only thing that might be left to decide is, A, getting Tarek Skubal healthy enough back and pitching before the trade deadline so that you have a chance to trade him. I mean, Dave, the Tigers are a week out of a playoff spot. It is surreal to look at this group and see them as the worst team record-wise in the American League.
And then they make the signing for, you know, if you thought he was a sub ace, if you will, in Framber Valdez right before the beginning of the year. I think that really emboldened people to say Detroit is the team to beat, even though they got beat last year by Cleveland at the wire. Does not look good right now. And again, you wonder if Valdez could be on the move here as a rental for somebody else out there. So we'll find out what's going to happen before we get to the trade deadline. If you've been listening to VSiN by the Books, you probably heard our guy, Will Hill, Should Have Been More Pod, preceded us this morning here on the airways. He's next right here on VSiN by the Books.